Let's turn over to Psalm 142, and that's really our focus. And let's look at the fact that because of his unmistakable awareness that God was hearing him, he calls on God. Because he not only knew that God saw him, he not only had a great concern that God's name be honored, he not only trusted that God was going to protect him, but David in this psalm demonstrates in a mighty way that God was listening to his cry. And when you go out of here, I want you to remember one thing from Psalm 142, that when we cry, God hears. That when you cry, God hears. And then when you go through difficult times, when you go through hard times, when you feel like life is just getting into a cycle, when you feel like that there is trouble at every hand, listen to David's emphasis. Seven times he says it in this psalm. He expresses the fact that he had this incredible, unmistakable awareness that God was hearing him. And when you know that God is hearing us, then we'll call on him. Just like when we know he's watching us, we'll magnify him. And just like when we know his name is to be honored, we'll stand up for him. And just like we know that when we're supposed to trust in him, we'll depend on him. Do you see how when you know the right thing, you have the right response? And that's why we have to keep emphasizing it, that God wants his name honored, so we should stand up for him. That God wants us to trust in him, so we should depend on him. That God wants us to know that he's watching us, so we should magnify him in every action in our life. And God wants us to know he hears us, so we should call on him and talk to him. And that's what David does here in Psalm 142. Listen, I cry aloud with my voice. He really meant that. There's something to praying out loud. Did you know that? A bestseller of a generation or two ago, Hannah Whittall or Whitehall Smith, wrote that little book, The Christian's Secret to a Happier, Victorious Life, something like that. You could distill that whole book down into the little phrase, Jesus saves me now. And her whole teaching is to say that. All the time. Jesus saves me now. Jesus saves me now. Jesus saves me now. Jesus saves me now. Even to the point of saying it out loud. Now, all the baggage that goes along with the deeper life movement don't carry along with you, but that concept is excellent. Jesus does save us now. And we need to cry aloud to him. The next part of verse 1, look at this. I make supplication with my voice to the Lord. He's saying, he's hearing us talk to him. That's why we emphasize prayer here. That's why we have concerts of prayer and concerts of worship and praying in the morning, praying in the evening. It's so important to cry to the Lord. He hears us, right? What a blessing to speak and know someone's listening. Every time I go to a foreign country and see, I remember that giant Buddha, 70 feet tall, hollow, and all these people are in front and they're just, whoa, whoa. You know what I thought? Nobody's home. Nobody's listening. There's nobody there. You're burning your incense and putting your food there, and there's nobody listening. God is. I cry aloud. I make supplication. Verse 2, look at this. I pour out my complaint before him. He wants to hear it all. Tell it to him. Remember that song, Tell It to Jesus, Tell It to Jesus? He is a friend that's so true. Pour out our complaint to him. Declare, he says, I declare my trouble. You kind of get the flavor of his psalm? What do you do when you're in trouble? You let it all go inward and get bitterness and ulcers and everything else? No. Cry aloud to the Lord. Make supplication with our voices. Pour out our complaints. Declare my trouble. Look at verse 5. I cried out to the Lord. Again in verse 5. I said to the Lord. And then in verse 7. The second line, so that I may give thanks to the Lord. He's talking. He isn't holding all this in, and that's how he goes through these great times of difficulty.